Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Sweden is fully aligned with the statement to be delivered by the European Union. I would like to make a few comments from a national perspective. Mr. Chairman, following your request not to congratulate you, I will omit that part. But allow me to applaud your efforts to secure the holding of this year's meeting of state parties, despite the dire financial situation. Let me also express Sweden's appreciation for the work of the Implementation Support Unit, notwithstanding financial uncertainties. Sweden welcomes the new state parties to the BTWC. The membership now stands at 182. The goal of the universalization of the convention is steadily coming closer. Sweden would like to encourage all state parties to adopt a gender perspective in the context of the BTWC and on disarmament in general. Mr. Chairman, the legal norm against biological weapons established in the BTWC continues to be imperative for international peace and security. New technical advances in the life sciences hold promise to help control some of the most prevalent diseases facing mankind. But some of them also pose challenges to our convention. Technical knowledge and equipment used for legitimate purposes could sometimes also be exploited to develop new types of biological weapons. As state parties, we must join forces to monitor such science and technology to avoid their misuse. In August of this year, we saw the beginning of the practical implementation of last year's decision on the intersessional process, the 5 meeting of experts. Sweden, through my colleague, Mr. Daniel Nord, had the honor to chair meeting of experts 4 on assistance, response, and preparedness. The meetings of experts were results-oriented and forward-looking, just the way they were meant to be. We must now carry the work forward in the run-up to the 9th review conference in 2021. Sweden would like to see reflected in the report from this meeting the proposals put forward where there is a general agreement among state parties, so that these may be taken forward in a more focused way during the intersessional period. Mr. Chairman, it is important to keep and further develop the synergies between the BTWC and other instruments and mechanisms, such as the UN Security Council Resolution 1540, relevant work by the WHO, FAO, and OIE, as well as the Secretary General's mechanism. In this context, I would like to invite you all, as did the Swiss ambassador just a while ago, to a side event on efforts to strengthen the Secretary General's mechanism. This side event, organized by Germany, Switzerland, and Sweden, will be held on Thursday, 6th of December, at 1300 hours in room 17. Mr. Chairman, decisions by the state parties to the convention must be implemented. In order to do so, we must ensure adequate and predictable financing. It is deeply worrying that we have not delivered on last year's decision to hold a 4-day MSP this year. The current financial situation is unattainable. It undermines our goals to strengthen the convention and ensure its implementation and universalization. State parties must comply with their financial obligation under the convention. Sweden greatly appreciates your efforts, Mr. Chairman, to find sustainable solutions to the pressing financial crisis. We will contribute constructively to finding a way to secure a stable financial situation. Mr. Chairman, arriving at decision on the financial situations, including on the continued services of the ISU, as well as on the proposals outlined by the chairs of the meeting of experts, will require all state parties to show responsibility and flexibility. Anything less would risk having serious consequences for the convention. I thank you, Mr. Chairman.